Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey there, radio show.
Excuse me, I'm getting lost my voice this weekend. A lot of fun. Hang tight with us, radio show here. We're getting started. I'm going on YouTube Live right now. Hold on.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize.
Well, if I can keep it on the ground, when I put that hammer down, I'll be Texas bound and a fly. I got my tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. Cause how you gonna win if you ain't trying? Well, I will.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and I Radio. I'm here back here. We're here live. It's 7 o'clock Eastern time. And forgive me, I got a little hoarse in the voice. We had a lot of fun this weekend. And I don't know, I just didn't much sleep. So I had to sleep most of the day last night. I even didn't catch most of the Cowboy game, which is okay because Cowboy got their ass kicked. It's no big deal. But today's Monday. It's 9/12. It's the day after 9/11. We had a ride Saturday. There was a bunch of bikes. We got together at the Harley dealership here at the local Corpus Christi dealership, and we rode out to the Veteran Cemetery to never forget, always remember the 9/11 remembrance ride. And it was awesome. There was, I bet you, over 200 bikes. It was awesome. The whole parking lot was full. And we took over that pretty bad place. We rode around, and there's that part, the area, it's like a big circle. And all the bikes all the way around the circle. It was awesome. So we're getting things going here. This is Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live. It's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-612-9731. Am I get that right? 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And we're going to talk about a few things in the news. One of the things caught my eye this weekend. I was really upset about it. The credit card every single credit card company out there now is tracking gun sales. It's a special, like they can go in the computer and they'll know exactly how much money gets spent on guns in their credit card system. If you use a credit card, it doesn't matter if it's a MasterCard, a Visa, or an American Express card, then those cards will track your purchases at gun shops. So that's how that works now, and that's where it's going to be. And I just, cash is king, you know, always have cash. I would suggest what I started doing was each time I got paid, I take a small portion of that check, whatever I wanted to put it in savings, I put money in savings, but I took a small portion of that and it was cash that I just put away, and it was cash. And actually my stepdad, he did that a while. He always had cash, you know, he kept cash put away up in the closet somewhere. And, you know, he always had cash. Even when, you know, times were tough, he could just go in there and grab some cash. So always remember cash is king. That's a big thing. And just always remember that, because now we got these credit card companies are tracking your purchases. I mean, it's going to come down to everything. You know, it's everything. I wouldn't be surprised. And, in fact, it would probably be more beneficial to everyone if the credit card companies would actually track our grocery bills to give to insurance companies when we sell health insurance. Because if you go out to the grocery store and you're buying bad food, then you should pay more in health insurance, you know, that kind of thing. So, because that's what it's gone down to. I mean, if we're going to be punishing people, punish people for the right reasons, you know. So, you know, getting healthy, you know, maybe even like if you buy cigarettes, you know, and maybe you don't tell the insurance company you smoke, because we all know that if you tell the insurance company you smoke, they give you an extra charge on that and all that. So, yeah, that kind of stuff. I just want everybody to understand that's, you know, I don't think it's right. I don't, you know, if you don't want people tracking sales of cigarettes or food, then you shouldn't want people tracking the sales of guns for one particular credit card or whatever. So if you don't want them tracking anything you buy, you know, and all that, just, you know, I mean, it's just, you don't want them tracking anything you buy, nothing. I don't want nobody to know, you know, especially these big companies, you know, they already know what you're searching on the internet. They already know what you're buying off of Amazon. They already know what you're buying off of other websites. I mean, they're all in there. You know, if you plug in your email address, it's all connected, you know, so they know, you see it on there. The apps talk to each other on your phone. So that kind of thing, yeah, I can understand that. But, I mean, we got actual, you know, when you're spending money, they know. So just watch out and just know that, you know, just always remember cash is king. Buying in person is better. You know, that way you're just, I don't know, just more of a connection that way. You know, I think we were just talking about this weekend how buying things makes us feel good. You know, kind of where if we're feeling down in the dumps, we kind of buy something. And, you know, even if we buy it online, we kind of feel, to me, it's like, you know what we need to do? We need to focus on buying. You know, if I wanted to feel good, I'd go shopping in person. I think that's what I need to do, is do more like in-person shopping. Get out of the house. Get out of the house or get out of the truck. You know what I'm saying? Quit being all cooped up inside, away from everything, searching on your phone or playing on your phone, whatever you're doing. But yeah, just, you know, I just thought that was weird. So if you want to talk about that, you call in 515-602-9731. Is that 515? Yeah, 515-602-9731. I got a bunch of phone numbers up in the screen here, so I'd make sure I'd read the right one. And there was a couple of videos that I saw today that were interesting about, you know, keeping right while passing. The 9/11 thing, you know, I think when, I kind of like watching like these big news channels. I like flipping around and watching the Fox News, CNN. I kind of keep it on. I keep it on all the time. This weekend I didn't, because not only were they doing, the Queen passed away, so everybody was doing all these little specials and little tributes to the Queen, and then they were doing all the 9/11, like they were covering what was going on in New York where they read the names off and all that. So, you know, I understand that's important, but I'm not going to sit there and watch it. I said, you know, I mean, there's stuff going on in every city. If you want to go do something like remember 9/11, every major city is having something going on with that. You know, you go to the cemetery, the Veteran Cemetery, there's one in every major town. You know, go there and pay tribute, do that. Get out of the house. Quit watching it on TV. You know, I'm here on YouTube telling you to stop watching TV. So, yeah. I probably shouldn't be doing these shows, man. I got these, we were hollering and carrying on this weekend. It was one of those things. I worked nights on Friday night, and then I had to, make sure, like, I worked Friday night, and then we had the ride Saturday morning, and I pretty much was going to make sure. I said, you know, I got to, it was like get enough sleep, and I kind of didn't. So in order to stay up all night on Friday night, you guys crank the radio and get down the road. And part of it was just me yelling at the radio, you know, singing along to the songs, that kind of stuff, having a good time, staying awake. And then during the day, you know, we're out riding bikes. So every time you talk, you got to yell around the motorcycles. and we're outside having a good time. Football games were on. I yelled at the TV even though I shouldn't have been. So all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we're having a lot of fun. A good weekend. A lot of things, different things going on with that. So I hope everybody is doing great. Before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. DPFRegeneration.com is where their website is. You know, those are the guys where you get your – if you've got a diesel particulate filter in your truck where you got a regen system and you need some replacement parts or replacement filter, they get that stuff for you. If you want to get your filter cleaned, they do that. And it's like you overnight it to them, and then they clean it in a clean lab instead of just a dirty corner in the shop, and they overnight it back to you. And so that's really great. So check that out, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. And appreciate them. Support Redneck and I's. When you talk to them, make sure you tell them you appreciate them. Support Redneck and I's, because we really do appreciate them. So let's talk about things. And, you know, What else is going on? Whatever. But what are you talking about? Man, I was scrolling through here. There's a lot of cool songs. I was rocking and rolling last night. What I do a lot of times, in fact, you know what? Where's it at? Sometimes it's already programmed into my, nope, that's not it. So what I do is I sometimes you get a playlist out. Sometimes you just Google search. And what I get into a lot is the 90s country, man. That was some of the coolest country music, you know. And I don't know, it's just pretty awesome. So let's jam out to it. And as we go here, like I said, Redneck and Eyes Radio, 515-602-9731. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to YouTube channel. Check us out here, Redneck and Eyes Radio. This is live.
Maybe someday I'll be strong.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Back here, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. And be sure to check out one of our other great sponsors, and that's LTR, Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. They're a great trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. I know a lot of drivers that work for them. They say they're drop-dead busy over there. They got everything over there, special handling. They got reefer units. They got lift gates. You know, all the good, you name it. You know, they do everything over there. The one thing I tell you what I really do respect about those drivers over there is not only do they deal with dispatchers at the company, but a lot of times their company people, like their dispatchers, will put them in contact with the actual brokers that they broker the loads off of, because they're really not that big to where they can go get any customer. So they have to actually deal with other people. But then you, the driver, talk to the brokers and say, hey, I can load it, I can't load it, I need to load it this way, I need to load it a certain way. You learn that stuff. So if you're more interested in going on your own as an independent or an owner-operator, and you're a company driver and you're not, you know, really to make that switch over yet, check out Load to Ride Transportation, because that you're a lot of good learning experience over there. You can give them a call at 720-277-0030. Like I said, check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and Ice. So, like I said, there was a lot of football this weekend, a lot of good college football. I really didn't realize it because I love football, but I don't really pay attention. You know what I mean? I'm not really diehard, like, you know, who's playing who. You know, if conversation gets striked up and they say, you know, who's playing this weekend? You know, go look, you know, and all that. And then sometimes I'll get notified because I signed up for certain things or whatever like that, and you get, like, you know. So I knew that Alabama and Texas were going to play on Saturday. I just didn't know when. And I didn't know that Alabama was as high ranked as they were. Of course, I knew they were going to be high, but I didn't know it would be that high. And I didn't know Texas wasn't going to be ranked at all. And, you know, I wasn't even paying attention to none of that. But I tell you what, Texas almost pulled it out. And I saw a little bit of that game. And I tell you, there was a lot of problems with the referees on that game, I thought. And, of course, you know, everybody says, well, you know, Nick Saban always gets his way and everything. So it's one of those things where you're almost wondering, you know, is that true the way – stuff's being fixed, or, you know, Vegas or anybody has anything to do with it. You never know. I don't know. You know, we don't get paid to worry about it. In the trucking industry, you're told, I don't get paid to worry about stuff like that. And so I don't worry about stuff like that much, but it is interesting to see, you know, you had a team that wasn't ranked at all and they're playing really, really good. There was a couple of upsets this week in college football, which is really interesting. So that was you know, college football's fun. It's a lot more fun when it comes down to the wire, when the games matter. Earlier in the season, this season like this, you know, you pretty much expect all the big teams to win, and the only good games is when you see the big teams play each other. So you know, that kind of deal. The NFL to me was more fun because you're just a lot more interesting plays. Can't believe the guy made that catch, or can't believe that guy defended that. There was an interception. I was watching the Baltimore Ravens play the New York Jets, and the New York Jets cornerback made this insane interception. And, it, you know, of course, the Jets, they suck, right? But this player, he was a great interception. He was one of those where he was beat, but the ball was up in the air, and he actually just turned around and jumped up, and then both hands, whoop, right out of the air, right in front of the guy. So it was a great play. And one of those things you're like, wow, you know, and, of course, hard hits in the NFL. There's a lot of things going on like that. So it's a lot more often that you see stuff like that. I'm not saying it doesn't happen in college football. I'm just saying it's a lot more often. You can watch any game in the NFL, and you're going to see that stuff. And, of course, in any game in the NFL, it'll almost come down to the wire. That's why you always see it. If you watch it, look at whenever you see, you know, of course, like I said, I don't pay attention that much, but when I do notice things. In the NFL, all of the lines, if you're like, you know, into gambling or any watching the over-under, who's favored, who's not, they're never favored more than like six. It's always, and actually sometimes they're never favored more than three or four. It's always like 2.5, 1.5. It might be 3.5. You know, it might be 4. But it's always close. Even when it's like a crappy team playing a really good team, the line is never that big on the NFL. Because it is. It'll come down to the wire. You could be down by 20 points at the 2-minute warning. Peyton Manning proved this. Peyton Manning was playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football when he was playing for the Colts, and he scored 21 points in 90 seconds. That's how many points Indianapolis scored in 90 seconds. So in the NFL, nobody's out. And that's a really cool thing about the NFL. You can just watch the last 5 minutes of the game. It's going to be really interesting. That kind of stuff. It's very rare does it lead up to where there's really no chance. So yesterday the Texans played the Colts. They ended in a tie. They played a whole fifth quarter. Couldn't even break the tie. So, yeah. In college football, you know, you might see it. It's like 20.5 or it's a, you know, 22-point favorite, all that stuff. In college football, you'll see it. They'll pretty much get it right because the teams are so different. But the NFL, it's so close. You never know. So, yeah. And I love watching football. I just love watching it. And, of course, a lot of people, they like watching it just to watch it. I love the strategy of the game. I'll watch the linemen. And I'll watch the receivers and how they line up and the defenses and all that. And it's almost like sometimes you can guess where the linebacker will move. And you'll say, you know, like especially if you see Tom Brady and you see a defensive back or a linebacker move over a certain way, you'll see Tom Brady point or do something, and you say, yep, he sees it, you know. So yeah, it's that stuff's really cool to watch. It's awesome. So I don't know. I just like football. So anyway, chime in, see what you think. 515-602-9731. We're talking about everything. I did one thing I wanted to mention, too, that I really liked. I thought was really cool. In fact, let me see if I can get this right. There's a couple of things that I saw videos of today, and I might want to try to talk about them, and I want to put them on YouTube so you can see them. and let's see if I can pull it up. I think they were both on Facebook. And I'll see if I can get that over here. Actually, you know what? We'll pull that on this side. But it was there was a video. A police officer accusing a young kid, he might have been in his 20s, of being driving under the influence. And he was wrong. And what had happened was he was later released. Like 3 hours later, he was released because the officer at the police station said, I don't have any evidence. You're not under the influence. You're not, you know, the breathalyzer. I don't even know if the guy did the breathalyzer at the scene, but they don't have anything. So it's one of those things where, you know, it's no way to know. But let's see here. Yeah, it was a video. Yeah, here it is. So I'm pulling it up here.
Why are you shaking so much?
Freezing, man.
Okay, we can hear it. I'm going to go ahead and start doing a screen share. We can get it on YouTube, and you can see it. All right, here we go. Here's the video. It's what it is. Is there's a what do they call it? The cams on the vest cam, like on the police officer, they actually have cameras on their like bodies, body cam, and then you hear the guy talking and all that.
Look at you! You got all these clothes on, and I got shorts on, and it's raining, and you're false accusing me, so of course I'm gonna be a little nervous. Yeah, you got nothing to say. Look, you in pants. I'm in shorts, and it's raining now. I wear shorts when it's 30 below.
That's the cop's age.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, I mean, the cop's kind of being a smart ass. So, I'll tell you, I'll read what they show in here. So, they put like a deal. It says, viral body cam footage shows an officer falsely accused and arrest a 19-year-old for driving under the influence. The suspect was released 3 hours after the arrest when another officer performed a second round of sobriety test. The incident is currently under investigation. And I just noticed, you know, what we always know here.
Hey there. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good.
My name is Officer Winters with the Newton Police Department. The reason I pulled you over is because you have your bright lights on.
Yeah, but I have a headlight out.
I've never known anybody get pulled over and have a bright light.
Okay, well, that's not legal.
Oh, is it?
No.
Yeah, I turned on my car.
Yeah, it's not legal. I mean, you shouldn't get a ticket for that, but
who
gets pulled over for having a bright light?
Oh, you weren't close enough, though.
I talked about this
you're
all the
like, time. You're a while back.
It has to be within 500 feet.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
And you're not supposed to have your brights on in the city limits.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
None.
What do you mean, none?
I had nothing to drink.
Okay.
Now you're doing the step test. The kid's kind of turned into a smartass here. He's
do the breath now.
He's like, do it. Stop this crap.
Well, sir, I don't believe you are 2 for 2. How many steps did I say to take?
Like 8 or 9?
I said 9. Why'd you take 14 and then 15?
I thought you were going to tell me when to turn.
I said to count your steps out loud, okay? During this, watch the tip of your toe, keep your arms down your side, and count out loud in the following manner.
Repeat the directions.
I
from where to where.
To me, I think they always get you on this because they go, he talks so fast.
You're
going
to hold your foot approximately 6 inches off the ground and keep it parallel to the ground.
Gotcha.
Do you have any questions?
Nope.
All right, during this, keep your arms down to your side. Why are you shaking so much?
It's freezing, man.
Look,
you got all these clothes on, and I got shorts on, and it's raining.
Yeah.
And you're false accusing me, so of course I'm going to be a little nervous. Yeah. You got nothing to say.
Because the kids got to be smart.
You in pants. I'm in shorts, and it's raining now.
I wear shorts when it's 30 below.
Congratulations. I've had no weed shit.
He's just being a smart ass.
What? Why do you think it's tonight? Why do you think I smoke? I'll blue zero, so now you're trying to think I smoke weed. That's what's going on.
Breathalyzer.
You can't do that, man. You really can't do
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, I can't.
Why are you so... The breathalyzer came back negative, so now he's like, oh, you're high weed.
You're speaking with a slurred speech. And your eyes are watery, and your eyes are bloodshot.
You know why they're watery? Practice from rain right now, dumbass.
Because they're dumbass.
It doesn't affect them in the car, or in my car.
Well, I don't know what you're seeing, because I can't see my eyes. No weed. I don't smoke weed. I play college football. I told you that. We get tested every Friday. Don't smoke weed.
Today's Saturday.
Okay. Weed stays like for 30 days. So if I did a test next week, I'd be off football.
Took a
test
on Friday. You smoke weed on Saturday. Oh, bullshit.
Come on.
Sure.
So this is the body cam of the cop inside the office. And he told him he can go. He's free to go. So now, and the kid's pissed and everything.
Do you smoke weed? After you said, I smell like alcohol, so he's really trying to force it. He's trying to force something.
Your mom is also here. Bottom line up front, we're going home tonight, okay? I have no evidence or no information to suggest that you're under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
So, yeah, that's it.
Do you feel that my speech couldn't say violence?
I'm telling you, Ben Shapiro's a shit. So, yeah, that... To me, I think truck drivers always think that way that, you know, we appreciate cops. Okay, cops are important. But the problem is about the police departments and law enforcement is that sometimes it's just they're looking for anything and they use their power. And I'm sorry, but I mean, it doesn't matter if I was doing anything wrong or right. I'm always nervous around police because they have this control. They're taught to be like, I mean, I grew up around cops, and it was kind of like I always know that they're always in that mental mindset of trying to catch you at something. They're always trying to pay attention, and they'll ask questions a certain way, or they'll reply to your questions a certain way to get you to respond so that maybe you might do something or say something wrong. And that's what they do. They do that. And yeah, it's a pain in the butt. And it's like, why are you trying to catch people doing something wrong? Why don't you just rely on people not to do anything wrong? And when I was watching this, you know, we talk about that all the time, about police, you know, trying to catch speeders and drunk drivers and all that. Yeah, it's important. Great. You know, but, I mean, really, if it's flat out, I mean, and I've seen people flat out drunk driving where they're running on the curb, you know, not able to pay attention to the lanes and all that. And not able to stop where they're supposed to stop or come to the complete stop at a light or whatever. You know, you see people do stupid crap all the time. And it's like, yeah, I get that. But, I mean, because of his high beams, you're going to pull this kid over? I mean, great. Hey, great. Enforce high beams. But, damn, where were you yesterday when the guy had high beams on? You know, it's, I don't know. To me, it's like if they get told, hey, you didn't write that many tickets this week. And now he's got to start pulling people over to write more tickets, you know. So, I don't know. I just quit looking for stuff. Go out there and prevent crime that's actually happening instead of trying to, I don't know, get people in trouble that probably shouldn't be in trouble. Because, that's what it goes down every day. Stop, you know. I don't know. We see it. I don't know. You see it all the time. I just think that there's a lot more work to do instead of going out there trying to catch people doing stupid stuff. You know, there's just a lot more things to be done. And, get out of the car and talk to people. There was another deal that I was looking at, and it was also on Facebook, but it's kind of cool. And I'm excited about it. It was talking about football earlier, so it made me think about it. But other than that, you know, we're just kicking back here. Not really much going on in the trucking news. I looked it up the other day, and they're still trying to talk about the I-25 bridge crash. We talked about that car in, let's see. do a little refresh here and see. And, yeah, it's just more. There's not really anything. There's an article here. Yeah, it's just different incidents, you know, what do you call it? Isolated incidents. And it's not really a big anything legislation going on right now. And it's just different crashes or accidents and different people talking about things like that. There also, but there is, I saw it on the news, on the Fox News had it, CNN had it. I'm looking at it right now, but there's going to be an issue coming up here. You watch out for it in the trucking industry because the trains may strike because they're having a work stoppage or there's a dispute with labor for the trains, railroad workers. So it's like if you are a passenger train or freight trains, they may come to a stop. Just be warned for that because it could happen. Like if you work in a train yard as a driver, that maybe you go pick up freight containers out of the train. There's a train yard up in Fort Worth. There's a train yard on South Dallas, big train yard in Houston. I know about. So different places that you work out of the rail, you know, and it's not necessarily port, but it's the train yard. And that's just like the ports. It's in and out all day long, moving containers around, moving trailers. And that could have an effect on your work because it looks like the train railroad workers association or something like that, they're having considered a strike. They said even President Biden got in on the discussion about it. So watch out for that. If you work in those areas like that, it could affect you. So be careful. But other than that, there ain't really nothing big going on other than just incidents, you know, talking about different crashes, different things, and that kind of thing like that. So, yeah. Oh, let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. Here we go. So, yeah, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We got about 30 minutes left, maybe a little less, before I got to go to work. So you guys hang tight here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We can call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just push one and check it out. So one of the great sponsors I like to mention is Trucker Tools. Go check them out. You can download their app from the Trucker Tools app. And we appreciate all their support. That's Trucker Tools. Whoops. That was actually a good one. There we go. Let's use that one. So, yeah, there you go. So, check them out, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We'll see you in a bit. Hang on a second. Better 3 foot high. And the hook out there that he should have you fed. But it looked good to Charlie. And John Deere. We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particular filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw. The village chicken is my pawpaw. He gets his orders from my mama. She makes him walk the line. You can find me in my wigwam. I'll be beating on my tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke for some. Hey, and pass it around. Cause I'm an Indian outlaw. half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Ed. We're Nick and I's Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. You can just hit one. If you also want to watch on us on YouTube Live, we're also on YouTube Live right now. Appreciate everybody watching that. And let me just double check here because sometimes I forget to go check if anybody's commenting. I try to watch the comments on the video, so I try to check that out. Like I said, Redneck and Eyes is the name of our YouTube channel. You can get the link to that on redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's following along on that. And let's check out the lines here. We got both Greg and Jeff. What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Howdy, Ed.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm getting through it, man. Had a great weekend.
Well, I was going to want to tell you didn't talk about anything about distracted driving.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if there's a when you're used to riding a motorcycle by yourself and you put behind you, isn't that called distracted driving?
What do I have? I'm riding a motorcycle and what now?
Right, you're usually riding by yourself, right?
Yeah, maybe.
And then you
yeah.
put on a good looking, put a good looking gal on the back. Isn't that a little bit distractive driving?
It all depends, but yeah. Very much
looks
so.
Looks like you had a good time. Looks like you had a good time.
It was a great time. You know what I did? And Greg, you'll appreciate this. So there was a raffle. And I bought some raffle tickets for the raffle, and they were giving away a bunch of stuff. They were giving away tools. They were giving away coolers and stuff like that. And what I won,
yeah.
You know what I won? I won the giant bottle of Wild Turkey.
Oh, Lord.
Giant?
Like the big bottle. Like the big, like what is it, like a gallon? Or I don't know.
Probably
it's
half, about probably half gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably half
Did
gallon.
Did that fit in your saddlebag? Yeah.
Actually, no.
Fit in your saddlebag?
No, I carry like an extra backpack in the saddlebag. I had to pull that out and use that.
Hey, Jim wants to know how many tickets you had to buy to win that.
I bought six tickets because it was $5 a piece or 3 for $10. So I went ahead and bought $20 worth, which was six tickets.
All right. Well, you still got off cheap.
Yeah, that's what I said, because just a fifth bottle costs you like $20 nowadays.
Yep.
Bam.
Huh. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to call in lately. I've been busy, man. I apologize. I just, truck's been down. I've been working on it. I had to put up, you need to quiet down for a minute. I had to put a pinion seal on the front end and the front drive power divider seal. It was leaking, so I had to tear it down. And I had to pull the front differential out to get it straightened out. So ended up a bearing and 2 days in there, and I just got it back together tonight. And I had a traction protection valve went out of it. Just as I was getting inspected, went up to get inspected, the traction protection valve decided it wanted to stick and leak air. So... Well, naturally, it was leaking, so it failed the inspection, which pissed me off. So I get all the way back down home next morning, get in there. I get up under there, start spraying soapy water because it's clear up in the middle of the frame right behind the fuel tank on mine.
Yeah.
And it's right beside the yoke, so all the grease all built up on it. You couldn't even find it. So I had to dig all the grease off of it. Well, I found it, changed that. So I just got that back, and then... We've been trying to get the motorhome ready to go, so that's where we was at tonight. I just happened to that, and then, yeah, we had a grandbaby, so the daughter's just had her baby, so we've been busy with that. So it's just been one thing right after another.
Isn't that something? Yeah, something else. That's crazy. And, you know, it's everything comes together at once like that, and it's just
yeah.
You know, sometimes overwhelming, but also pretty cool because, you know, everything's great. You know, it's busy
yeah.
stuff. Just a lot going on.
But, yeah, I just...
Congratulations on the grandbaby.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, we were just out, like I said, we were just out. We just come in the house a few minutes ago. We was out there going through the motorhome, getting everything ready on it. Go out there to that truck show, and I was checking the rooftop air unit out, make sure it was working. And I got to call Wednesday and get my tire guy to bring tires over. So I got to put six new tires on it. So that's going to hurt. But, hey, got to have them, got to have them. Part of doing business.
Yeah.
But she got a hold of Hattie, and Hattie's supposed to be sending DPF stickers, decals for the side of my truck. So,
okay.
So that'll, so we'll have her decals on there for the truck pull.
That's so awesome.
I got to get them put on and get in the truck, trying to get the truck ready. That'd be embarrassing to go out there and break something. I mean, it's fixed for now. It still ain't no guarantee I ain't going to break something, but if I do, I'll have fun doing it.
Yeah.
It won't be too fun the time I get it back home, pay the tow bill, but it'll be good.
Right.
It'll be all right.
Yep. That's what I say every time I take the pickup out on the beach. You know, I'll just turn it on and I'll turn on the four-wheel drive and just gun it. You know, it might get stuck and I might tear something up, but at least I'm having fun.
Right.
But we got Robbie going to chime in too. Here he is. Somebody's got a lot of background noise.
Hey, what's
noise
going
too.
On?
I'm up with Jeff. Hey, Robbie, what's up?
Oh, just chiming in. Kind of been under the weather last week, and then doing a lot of sleeping last week, so.
I just telling Tip, man, I hadn't heard from Robbie in a long time. I thought maybe, I don't know, I was beginning to wonder if he was even around anymore.
No, I'm around. Yeah. I end up going with my buddies. We went up to New Mexico, Aztec, New Mexico, to go racing, and that didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
Huh. How'd you make out?
Two DNFs. Did not finish.
Man, oh man.
First night we had end up breaking a rear end. Well, found a tire in the middle of the track that kept hitting it. And then my buddy, he spun around on it. And another guy hit us and destroyed a wheel and a rear end and a shock. And then Saturday night, end up climbing the wall because the guy didn't know how to drive and took out a right rear.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, I brought you back on, Jeff. You got a lot of background noise, so while Robbie was talking, I had muted you up, but now you're back, so just let you know.
That's all right. I muted myself there for a while.
Yeah, I muted mine because I wasn't sure it wasn't us or something here, so I did it, just checked to see, and, you know, determined it was somebody else.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Yeah, it was a...
Well, I didn't know, Robbie, you got your own race car?
I crew on a race car one of my buddies has.
Oh, that explains why you're always going to races then.
Oh yeah.
We do sprint car races, and this weekend was probably right around $7,500 spent. It just in broken parts.
Wow. So, are you still trucking? Are you back to trucking yet?
Nah, I'm working for my buddy this week. I'm driving the dump truck.
Okay.
He's being
a
dump truck driver. I'm being a dump truck driver this week.
Yeah, dump truck driver this week.
Well, I'm on my way to Portland, Maine. So.
Okay. That's a good little haul.
I feel for you.
I'm excited. I asked for a trip yet this summer, and they found this one, and I drop in Portland, pick up in Portland, and head to Boise.
Oh, well, it ain't too bad if you got a load up there ready to pick up.
Yep. Good money on both of them.
Portland ain't bad. Portland ain't that far up in, really.
Some what?
I said Portland ain't that far because it's, I mean, it's up in there, Louise, but not, it ain't real far.
Picked up the trailer at Little Rock, so it's a nice run from Little Rock.
I used to run from this area up there. I used to go up there quite a bit when I was pulling reefer. I went up there and hauled seed potatoes out of Prescott in the spring, early spring. We was getting seed potatoes out of there and bringing them back over here to Worcester, Ohio, or over here to the Amish today for seed potatoes plant. Used to get a lot of them out of there, hauled them out of there and bulk in a reefer. I just run a belt back in there and just run them back in there right off the belt and dump them right in the trailer.
I'll be darned. I hear you're running flatbed again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I parked my drive-in, went back flat for a while. It just, that drive-in crap, they can have that. That crap's cheap. General freight, it's cheap.
Huh.
Now, actually, I got my trailer. I'm getting ready. I think we're talking about putting it up for sale.
Really?
Yeah. Think about getting rid of it. Get rid of the drive-in. If I can sell it. If I can sell it, I think I'm going to go out. I think we're going to check into a newer 48-foot Conestoga, aluminum Conestoga. But my 45, I mean, it's all right. It's just short, you know. It's getting, they're getting obsolete anymore. But I've been running it. I ain't had any problems, but yeah. But, what I'm doing now, I went back. I'm back over here, went back to work for my old agent that I was working for at Universal. Sooner or later, I'll get back. I mean, I'm already got paperwork and everything. I'm done. I'm just waiting now to get the truck done, and I got to take it back up and get it reinspected. But it should go now, so I'll be done there. I'll get that done, and then it's just a matter of when I go back, when I start back. Because I already told her I got that truck show coming up the end of the month. She's good with that. Of course, she knows I do what I do anyhow. She don't care. She knows I do what I do, so.
But make somebody a darn good drive-in trailer because you haven't got a whole lot of miles on that yet.
No, Jeff, I've babied that trailer. That trailer's same as new yet. Tires ain't even getting on me. I've put quite a few miles on it, but them tires ain't even hardly wore on it. I never hauled no weight. With Hurley, you know, I was empty all the time. The most I ever had in that thing was about maybe 20,000, 25,000. And that was very rare. Most of the time, it was just in the hundreds of pounds, you know. It wasn't nothing. Then I went and put that right-way load scales on it, so they're on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I see them trailers yet going. There was one on there tonight. It was just an all-white one, white front, white doors, aluminum wheels. The only thing, it was different. It didn't have all the logistics posts that I got, it had disc brakes on it. It was one like $60,000.
Holly's come to LTR. Ought to look into buying that one from you because they're looking at getting her dedicated trailer so she can go to shows with. They use black trailers. That'd be what they need.
Yeah, it's up. You know, they want it. I mean, it's there. I don't know how that black trailer looks behind that. Well, that black and green truck, yeah, it probably would look all right. No, hers is blue and green.
Well,
that's right.
They're talking about getting her a black trailer and putting the green LTR on it with a blue stripe coming off of the, from the truck back across the trailer. So it would blend in with the trailer.
You know, yeah,
dude,
you
got it.
Hey,
I got
Greg,
a deal for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, make sure you go get that you're gonna put Nick and I's across the back of the doors. Make sure you do that before you sell it.
That way we'll know it's on there anyhow.
Yep. Yep. Hey, Robbie, you're back on. You, Robbie's call dropped and now he called back, so I got him back on there. If he's got something to say, he's on, so he's good to go. Just make sure he knows that.
Oh yeah, he unmute. Yeah, I know. I dropped the call and.
Yeah.
It's all right, Robbie. Yeah. We know you don't love us no more.
Right.
Yeah.
I was pulling
for
the car.
I just drank his last Dr. Pepper tonight.
That's all right. I'm not going to be able to see that for a while.
You're right.
Don't break your truck at the truck show. That's all I got to say, because that's one hell of a tow bill if I have to come back there and get you.
And I don't want to have to hear it.
All right, I'll leave it out there. I'll leave it out there somewhere, and I'll come back here and get another truck and go back out there and haul it home. I got access now to trailers if I need it. I hope I don't need it, but if I do, I know there's a double drop. I got access to a double drop now. All I got to do is make a phone call. Somebody will come out and get it, or I can come back and get the trailer and go back and get it myself. It don't make any difference.
The first thing I talked about before you guys got on is that there was an article where it was, I think it was Visa or one of the two. So now all three major credit card companies, American Express, MasterCard, and Visa, they all have special programming in their systems. They have, if you go buy anything with a credit card at a gun store, it's special marked. It's got a special category for anything you purchase at gun shops.
Yeah, ain't that something?
Yep. So they're all three. So I mean, I don't know if you saw the page. I shared the article on our Facebook page, and my caption is "Cash is king." Cash is king.
That's right.
Yep.
You never buy a gun.
You don't ever buy guns with credit cards. Every time I buy a gun or a pistol or anything, I get it with cash. I buy cash. Yeah,
there you go.
Track that.
That's right.
It don't make any difference anyhow, Ed, because if you or me or whatever just goes and buys a gun now anyhow, you know, with the background checks and everything that they got on them, they know it anyhow. They know what you got, so what makes the difference if the credit card flags it or not? They know you got it.
Yeah, well, I think what they're doing is they're trying to create, like, a public deal. Like, say, so what it is, like, so the government says, you know, of course, the government leaks out information. We know that. But the government has, you know, like you're saying, you do a background check, the ATF has a record of your purchase because you're doing that. I think what the credit card companies are doing, though, is very scary, because what they're doing is they're creating a public list. And what they can do is they can just leak out the public list and just say,
well,
these
that's
people,
fine.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that they're actually going to tell, like, your neighbors, you know, and everybody that, you know, all that stuff. So it's kind of like they're trying to get it out there even further. Kind of like when they were leaked, you know, kind of when, what was the
that's
one thing?
That's okay, because my neighbors all know that I got guns, because I carry mine around right out here on my side. Now, I just want to know which one of your neighbors is going to be bold enough to come out there and say something or try to, you know.
Well,
ain't
that's
happen.
Is that they're not going to come out and say something to you, but they're going to call, you know, every time, like, let's say that, you know, it's just one of those that puts people against each other. If there's somebody that doesn't like humans living in the neighborhood, they never know. Like, what do we know? We always talk about it. You'll never know that the gun owners in your neighborhood, because a real responsible gun owner doesn't go around flashing his shit around. So you'll never know. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that guy is a gun owner. And you're like, well, I didn't know he had that many guns. And then next thing you know, everybody's against you now. You know, especially in these towns, like if you live in Dallas or where I live here, where they elected a Democrat mayor and all that, you just never know, you know, those kind of people. So, where you live, you don't got a problem for your neighbor.
No, because this whole damn county is so pro-gun, it ain't even funny.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You'd probably be hard-pressed to find – you'd probably be hard-pressed to find enough to fill one hand up of the people that don't have guns.
Exactly.
This town here is almost like Kennesaw, Georgia. You know how Kennesaw, Georgia was?
Yep.
You had to be a gun owner to live in that town.
If you owned a home, you must own a gun. That's the law.
That's right.
Still on the books. Still on the books.
Kennesaw, Georgia. If you own a home in Kennesaw, Georgia, you live in Kennesaw, Georgia, you must have a gun. You got to be a gun owner.
Yep. Yep. But that's
that sounds so, like my kind of town.
I know, right? Well, that's what.
Look what their crime rate is. You don't never hear nothing going on in Kennesaw.
Well, yeah, it's a good neighborhood. There's not like my dad used to live over there. My sister went to Kennesaw State University. So it's a good area. I remember I was watching that one of those late shows, Craig Ferguson, back in the day when he was still on. And he's the guy from, where is he from, like Scotland or whatever? and he's out there, and he travels around as a comedian, and he's on the show, and they were talking like gun laws in Texas and all that, and he says, oh, yeah, I love Texas. And the lady's like, well, they're all armed over there. He goes, yeah, an armed society is a polite society. Because you better be nice to people because everybody's got a gun.
Thanks.
Yep. And that's the thing, too, is that, you know, you see that a lot. You see crime rates are lower in pro-gun areas because of that, because, you know, you're not going to go break into a house because you don't know, you know.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you're going to go break into somebody's house knowing that they got a whole arsenal in their house.
Nah.
Especially when there's all these devices where, like, you know, I can keep like 5 guns at the side of my bed and you never see them or know they're there.
Right.
Because they got little hideaway doors, stickies, whatever.
Yeah, if somebody's going to shoot me in my house, they ain't shooting through the side of the house and get me. They might catch me coming by a window, but they ain't going to shoot through the side of my house.
That's exactly that rock and that concrete, well, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even get a cell phone signal inside Greg's house.
6 inches of stone on the outside, 8-inch block on the inside of that. So, what do you got?
Yep. Oh, man.
See, that's about to say, yeah, these walls are about 16 inches thick on here. They ain't coming through here. Unless they can get me in a window or a doorway, they ain't getting it. But anyhow, that's like the rail. You said something about railroad going on strike.
Yeah.
You know, that could be bad. It could be good because it could. You know, I remember in the past when the railroad went on strike like that, they thought it was going to hurt somebody, and all it did was drive freight rates up and created more freight for us with the trucks because stuff still had to move. So that made them have to start paying more and moving more on the trucks, you know, so nobody cared.
Yeah, and you know, and it's one of those things where so are they going to cave? Are they going to give in and all that? Because just what's going to happen is that, you know, if the workers, I always say, if you're a union guy and you say you want so much, you know, why are you giving in? Just don't work. If that's important to you, just go do something else. I don't understand.
They're just flexing their muscles, that's all.
That's all they do, exactly. That's all they do. They
they're basically like truck drivers. Their strikes are they mean about as much as a truck strike.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever accomplished, you know?
Exactly. Well,
all it is a bunch of them running their mouth and nothing gets done.
Well, just like you're saying, they'll stop work and then the freight rates will go up and everything will move by truck and nobody really notices. You know, you won't notice it.
Yeah.
The stuff will still move.
Yeah, and then they'll get all embarrassed and go back to work because then they're scared that the trucking companies making more money than the railroads. So they say, we got to go back to work. They're killing us here.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Just like when the government shuts down, nobody noticed. I mean, the only reason why you know the government shut down is because the media tells you. Because if the government actually shut down, nobody notices. You don't notice unless somebody says something. So, yep.
Right.
Cool. Good show in the books right there.
All righty.
Yep. I think I'm going to message Holly, tell her she needs to call me. We'll talk about some NFL. So.
All right.
Yep.
All right, y'all.
Nebraska's looking for a coach, so if you find one.
Yeah, you can have McCarthy, the guy that they're fixing to fire from Dallas because he lost his quarterback, so he sucks.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, now.
All right, y'all take care. Later.
Yeah, have a good night.
Yep, you too. Good. That's it. So, Redneck and I's Radio, live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's see. This is a good song here. Let's throw this song here. Here you go. Boom. Nope, wait a minute. Like I said, we get to talking and don't play the music. And then I got to reset everything the way I got it plugged in here.
I get like a buggy, wuggy, choo-choo.
I'm telling you.
Train.
This is an awesome song. Cool deal. So, go check us out, RenegandEyes.com. Like I said, we're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're just a bunch of truckers like to get together and chat it out. So give us a call, 515-602-9731. You know, if we can't be on the air, if we can't do a show, you know, we work, we got lives. So you know, we're not, this is not anything, any kind of revenue we receive from sponsors or, you know, YouTube revenue, whatever, it all goes into our foundation, our Renekanized organization. It goes back into that to pay for what we're doing for that. And like I said, we're getting, we got shirts to sell. We got stickers and stuff like that. We're going to some events. We're going up to the truck show up in Pennsylvania. Let me get that pulled up so you can see it on the share. So this is Truckers for Hope. And that's what it is. There we go. Truckers for Hope. It's going to be September 23rd through the 25th, Clinton County Fairgrounds, Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. There you go. Good stuff. Tony Justice is going to be there. Long Haul Paul is going to be there. And then Saturday night, big show, Little Texas, and fireworks, all kind of cool stuff. It's great for the family and everything. And there's, like Greg was talking about, being at a tractor pull. That's where it's going to be. There's going to be a truck and tractor pull at the Truckers for Hope truck show there on September 23rd to the 25th, Clinton County Fairgrounds, Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. So go check them out at truckers4hope.com. I'll put the link in the comments or in the I'll comment here and just do www.truckers4hope.com. How about that? Boom. And you can check that website out there. And we appreciate everybody following along. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're here all week, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 515-602-9731. Check out our website, renegadize.com. You'll find links to all our sponsors, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, and Trucker Tools, either Trucker Tools app in your app store or truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's Renegadize Radio. Y'all have a good time. Later.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneckanized was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckanized.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got to redneckanize.